Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into a special edition of the TechMate podcast where I have someone really special to discuss more about data privacy. First up, January 28th is International Data Privacy Day, and to tell us what exactly, or rather how you could protect your personal data in this online sphere, I have Mukul Srivastav, partner Forensic and Integrity Services at Ernst & Young. Welcome to the show, Mukul.
Thank you, Jerome.
Mukul, firstly, what exactly is the current background of data privacy in India?
So I think India data privacy has really learned over the years from what has happened in other parts of the world, right? You had Germany, US, UK, and the latest one being GDPR just before it happened in India, right? So the Indian Data Privacy Act is very similar to what GDPR is, the European law. And it essentially means that organizations need to ensure that all policies and processes are in place so that any piece of information which is PII, which is personally identifiable information, is right, suitably categorized and stored in a manner that they can tomorrow either delete it or provide the user information about what data they are carrying. Mm-hmm. And last and the most important being, how would they, the standard W's of the things, by how will they process the data? How will they store the data? Would it be sitting in India? Would it be sitting outside India? And the related controls in place, right? And the second part here is that the users, the individuals themselves, need to understand what it is all about, what privacy is all about.
Right.
From Indian context, I think it's more about the individuals understanding the privacy concerns and then addressing it going forward.
Right.
So that's really what it is.
All right. So basically, are you trying to say that, yes, as me, like Jerome Anthony as a user, should I have access or should I have the right to let a private company or someone know what I have surfed on my mobile phone or where I have traveled to, what I have inquired on a particular number? Is that, and I should have that right to make sure who it is available.
Absolutely, absolutely correct, Jerome. I think it is very clear that you as a user should know what data you're sharing with whom.
Right.
Who all will have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, as I said, extremely important, you should have the right to go back to that particular website or a company or an individual or any organization and say, hey, what data, what personal data do you hold for me?
Right.
And I want it deleted.
Right.
Right. Now, within the realms of the legal system, for example,
absolutely,
you can't go to tax authorities and say, delete my data. They will still continue to hold your data.
And tell them.
Yeah, or a civil, right? Because they hold the data for a particular purpose,
right?
Or a court for that matter,
mm-hmm,
right? But generally speaking, if I can park that aside,
mm-hmm,
any other organization who's handling data, mm-hmm, you have full right to know what will they do with it, how will they do it,
mm-hmm,
right? And where all it will be stored.
Right.
Right. And I think the Data Privacy Bill in India, which is going to become law pretty soon, if all goes well, I'm assuming all approvals fall in place.
Right.
I think there's a committee for which it's going to happen over the next couple of months.
Right.
Organizations will have to make sure their right policies, processes in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's whole discussion around data localization, where would the data be stored,
mm-hmm,
right? And the Data Privacy Bill clearly segregates the data depending on the sensitivity of the data, right?
Okay.
So you have sensitive data and you have personal data.
Okay.
And sensitive data has to be stored in India. Personal data can be stored in India or abroad. And there are restrictions on how this has to be processed.
All right. How would you categorize sensitive data and personal data? Are you trying to say, like, if I have a medical ailment,
right,
does that come under sensitive data? or personal data.
I think the act or the bill in India, as mm-hmm. I have to be very careful here, the bill in India still says personal data and sensitive data.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives very clear definitions of what is personal data and what is sensitive data.
All right.
So I think a person's medical history would definitely be considered sensitive data.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
And a person's preferences would definitely be categorized as sensitive data.
Okay.
But, you know, date of birth or some other generic information, which okay. is still personal, would be more personal in nature.
Right, Mukul. But given that this bill is going to be implemented and once it's fine-tuned by the parliamentary committee, once it's implemented as an act, what kind of policy preparedness would A, companies have, and B, what kind of, how would an individual deal with once the act is in place?
So, Jerome, I think it's pretty straight. Companies really are not waiting for the bill to become an act. They've already started acting.
Okay.
Right? How would they store the data? Where would it be stored? Who okay. would be the data fiduciary? A data fiduciary is the person who's responsible.
Right.
Like you had a data protection officer in case of GDPR, you have a data fiduciary in India.
Mm-hmm.
So he or she has to be responsible to make sure everything is done as per law. And almost all large corporations, including very large Indian companies and anyone who's handling the bits and bytes of data, ought to be putting in the policies and processes in place to make sure when it becomes an act, they hit the ground running. They can't start creating it when it has become an act. So I think that part is already happening.
Okay.
As far as individuals are concerned, and I know a few minutes back you did mention people like me, right? So yes, people like me and you, how should we be bothered about it? I think we should be aware, right? What is data consent? When can you ask for data to be deleted? What if there's a breach,
mm-hmm.
right? You have shared some personal PII, personally identifiable information with an organization, but the organization has leaked that information,
mm-hmm.
okay? What are your legal remedies, right? How would you protect yourself? Because in today's age, we have seen a lot of movies around someone stealing your digital identity, but what if it happens in the real life,
right?
So what a person should be sharing in the public domain, what they should not be sharing in public domain. So if you're sharing your date of birth and a lot of other things on the social media, should you be careful,
right?
What should you be doing before you click on I agree and just start doing
exactly.
and installing anything?
I personally never read these things. I mean, you've gone onto a website, yeah. they've asked you for permission, you just hit agree because you want to get your information and get out of the website.
I think, yeah. You were probably close to 99.99% of the people
wow,
would
okay.
not be reading it, right? Because it's like a 20-page terms and conditions
yeah.
and you just click on I agree.
Sure. So,
right?
So,
and that is one thing which I want to bring out, because since you asked, is I think the Indian Data Protection Bill is very specific that the consent has to be extremely specific. It cannot be generic. For say 2 years back, or even 1 year back, or most of the companies even now, they just say I agree. You don't have an option. So I think now they are saying you need specific approval.
Okay.
And I think Indian Data Protection Bill goes a step further. It also talks about data of minors, which none of the other privacy laws, bills, regulations discuss about.
Okay.
So how would the data of a minor be handled? So that is one, I think, a
step
sort
ahead.
Of additional, a step ahead of the rest of the world.
Right. Okay. Now, the agenda to mitigate in case there's a risk of your data being exploited mm-hmm. by companies. If I can just put this forth, recently I read a report where the government is planning to allow major companies, the Googles and the Facebooks, to sell personal data to private companies as well as to the government. I don't know. I was too confused there. I thought that was not the right thing, happening with my personal data.
Right.
But what's the broader outlook here?
So I think the government may permit selling of this data, but it has to be anonymized. I think to my knowledge, most of the organizations are anyway sharing this data across multiple websites, across, you get cookies on your computer, for example, or your mobile phone when you're browsing,
mm-hmm.
right? So cookies help organizations or websites to track where all you have visited, what all you have done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how quite often, right, they can track an individual or an individual device, if I may be technically correct, a mobile phone or a computer or a laptop, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what is important here is the very purpose of any data privacy bill would be defeated if personal information with names and telephone numbers and date of births and everything is sold.
Absolutely.
So I'm pretty sure this has to be anonymized data where you may have certain preferences. You like a blue shirt, you have a mobile phone, which is an iPhone, and you like a car, which is more than 2000 cc, it has to be a diesel engine, and so on and so forth. Right. But there'll be like 1,000 people like you in this world, right? I think to that extent, organizations may be allowed to sell data as long as it is anonymized. Because if they're selling data which is not anonymized, the very purpose of this act of bill is defeated.
Right, Mukul. Lastly, I would want to know now what happens is if I'm entering like a building, say in Mumbai, a commercial building, and at times I'm asked for an identity card. They take a photograph of me, then I'm issued a slip, and then is when I get entry. Yeah. Now, doesn't this also tantamount to a breach of privacy? Because that company or that individual has quite a few of my details, like my Aadhaar card.
Right. So, and I think, Jerome, you're 100% right. And it's not only a building. You know, a lot of places you go for an airport, or you may go to a school, or you may go to any public place, and they may ask you for a government ID.
Right.
Most of the places they ask you, they take your picture, as you rightly said. You have to give your mobile number on which you will get an OTP. Right. By that, by itself is not a breach. Mm-hmm. But what is extremely important for an individual to know and understand, and the company which is gathering this information or organization which is gathering this information, is that how will they hold and store this data and process this data.
Right.
So I think me as a user need to first question, do you really need this information to the person who's asking for this information? Second, why are you retaining a copy of this information, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll give you another classic example which most of us miss out on. Every time you pay on a credit card on a till, as long as they put the card on a point of sale machine and take the payment, it's okay. But at least 70% of the time, they'll also swipe your card on the keyboard because they're trying to capture the customer name and a lot of other information.
Oh.
Your credit card has all your information, credit and debit cards, name, card number, date of expiry, and a lot of other host of other details, Every time we need to tell them you cannot do that. If you want to take a card number, you can take the last four digits and put it in your system, but you cannot swipe my card, right?
Okay.
So I think people need to be aware that what personal data is, as I said, right? Mm-hmm. And no one can just take a copy because they're under any law. Not as of today, but I think in a few days, right? So even when you give a copy of your address proof to a hotel, the hotel needs to ensure, you can ask the hotel that, you know, how are you securing my data? So anyone who's asking for information which is PII, right? Driving license, PAN card, and this is very India specific, of course, Aadhaar card or any other government ID proof which has your name, photograph, possibly date of birth, possibly address, right? All that is PII. And you need to ask a question, why do you want it?
Right. Mukul, thank you so much for all these updates. I'm sure my listeners would be more aware of who they should be sharing their personal data with.
A pleasure, Jerome. Thank you so much.
With that, we wrap this special episode of the TechMate podcast. In case you have any query or in case you have any suggestion, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.